you're already awake? You know the rules. That means you have to make breakfast. I'll have... We did burn off a lot of calories last night. Waffles and scrambled eggs and bacon and coffee. Bring the entire pot. What? No, pancakes are not okay. Pancakes are never okay. It's like waffles. If they're the same thing, then just make me my damn waffles. Yummy, crispy waffles, but a little soft on the inside with those little squares full of butter and syrup. You don't get that with a stupid pancake. Who cares if you can stack pancakes? That's even harder to get the proper butter to syrup ratio. It's just some glorified cake batter with some sad attempt at keeping butter and syrup on top of it. Can't believe we've never had this discussion before. And we've been together for over a year? I told you that living together would be a good test before we got married. Look at all the horrible things it's revealing about you. Should I even bother putting a new waffle maker on our wedding registry? I'm starting to doubt whether we should even get married. That dating site should have made people disclose their stance on the whole pancakes and waffle divide. I can't help but think that this last year, 2 months, and 3 days were all kind of a waste if that's the kind of man you are. Except the sex is kind of good. And the back rubs. And the foot rubs. And you are pretty good at cooking dinner. Even if you have horribly wrong ideas on breakfast. You know what? I'm gonna make breakfast. You just lie here for a bit. Don't worry. There will be pancakes and waffles. Hey, wake up. Okay, I've made the perfect breakfast here. There's scrambled eggs, bacon, orange juice, coffee, and even some hash browns. And some waffles that are cooked to perfection, still nice and warm. Oh, and some boring old pancakes that I did my best on, but let's be real. There's only so much you can do to make pancakes fun. No, don't go reaching for the pancakes right away, you deviant. Hear me out first. I'm thinking that you probably can't help this whole pancake fixation. It's probably something your parents brainwashed you into. Maybe it wasn't cooked right. It was either uncooked, so it wasn't all crispy and golden brown, or it was overcooked and a little burnt. Or maybe they were using pre-made batter. But I made this from scratch, and they're cooked perfectly. I made sure they were perfect. Because I'm going to cure your pancake obsession by giving you the best waffle experience possible. But let's start with these sad, floppy pancakes. You prop yourself up with some pillows while I throw some butter and syrup on these. I know these are good because even though I think pancakes are boring, I do know how to cook them. Damn it, I've got syrup all over this hand, but I can just lick it off. I can't have this hand all sticky now, can I? So let me sit down next to you on the bed with this big tray of food. I'll cut a nice forkful of pancakes off this stack that you love so much and open wide. No. No. Just one bite, pancake boy. I'm not gonna have you fill yourself up with this stuff before you get a chance to try the superior waffles. But have a piece of bacon. The saltiness will reset your palate for the wonderful sweetness of these waffles in a minute. My hand? I'm not doing anything with it. Well, nothing you need to worry about. Sorry if it's a little sticky with maple syrup, but your cock doesn't really seem to mind. I did lick most of it off and replace it with a lot of saliva. But since one of my hands is kind of busy, why don't you get a waffle ready for yourself? No, not like that, silly. You can't just throw some butter on it like you would a pancake. You have to spread it all over the waffle so that it can melt across the entire thing and sink into the little pockets. Yes. Much better. Okay, now the syrup, but Don't just pour it in the middle like with a pancake. Applying the syrup is even more important than the butter. You need to get some in every pocket, just like with the butter. I recommend a pattern, maybe spiral or go back and forth down the rows until you've got every single last square. I could stop what I'm doing and show you how it's done if you'd like. No? Okay. I'll just keep going then. As long as you keep paying the waffles the respect it's due. Careful now, there's a thing that's too much syrup. Just keep pouring. Nice and slow. Wait. Before you start eating it, I want to make sure you're in the right state of mind to enjoy this waffle. I told you that you just needed the right encouragement to properly appreciate the breast. No! No! God damn it! Wait, before you start eating it, I want to make sure you're in the right state of mind to enjoy this waffle. I told you you just needed the right encouragement to properly appreciate the best breakfast food in the world. And I'm going to make sure you get that. Now be a good boy and set the waffle down for just a minute. I don't want you to risk dropping it while I get on top of you. The waffle isn't the only hot thing you're going to have this morning. You don't even need to butter me up first. Now lean back into those pillows. A little bit, but not too far. You still need to be able to eat. Now let me take care of the sex while you focus on the waffle. Go ahead and start eating before it gets cold. No, you don't just cut into it randomly with your fork. You have to cut it between the rows and parallel to them. They have to be intact with all that delicious butter and syrup in them. The trick is to not let any spill out while you're putting it in your mouth. You don't want to waste a precious drop. Go ahead and stuff that bit of waffle into your mouth. Oh yes, that's good, isn't it? I don't know. The waffles or the sex. Take your pick. Or maybe I'm asking about both. A good waffle is as good as good sex anyways. And when it's done right, it can be just as messy, but in a very good way. That's it. Keep eating that waffle. Section by section, mix up your bites a little, but mix up your bites a little with eggs and the bacon and the potatoes. It's all part of a balanced breakfast, just like I am. You aren't going to spill food everywhere if I start moving faster, are you? Because if you mess up these sheets, I will never forgive you. I'll still fuck you, but I won't forgive you. Ugh, who am I kidding? This wouldn't be the first set of sheets we got all sticky. I'd be more upset if you wasted some of that good food I made for you. Except the pancakes, because they're really a waste of space. And that bacon, well, let me save that one piece from possibly falling off the plate. Fuck. Eating bacon while screwing in the morning? I don't think it gets better than this. Okay. Actually, it does. It keeps feeling better and better as we move faster and faster. I'm helping you fill up your belly this morning, so please do the same for me. I'm hoping your face isn't going to be the only sticky mess in a minute. If you want to give me a bite of that waffle, I wouldn't mind if you made my face a little messy too. Thank you. I told you, waffles are the best. And that feeling of syrup on my lips, it's almost as good as your cock inside of me. Now finish up that waffle before we finish making love. Think about how good that waffle is and how good this sex is too. Sex and waffles are two of the best things in the world, and you're experiencing both at once. Let's just see if you still prefer pancakes after this. Oh, God. Finish up that last bite. I can't wait anymore. If you don't hurry up, I'm going to come, and then I'm going downstairs to make more waffles, whether you're finished or not. And I think we need more bacon, too. I've barely had anything to eat, and I'm the one doing all the work, so hurry up and come. I want to come and have breakfast but mostly gum. Yeah. Fuck. Okay. Slight change of plans. I don't think my legs are going to work for a little bit here. You are supposed to make me breakfast anyway, so why don't you be a good boy and go downstairs and make me some waffles and all the other goodies I made for you. And take these pancakes out of here. They look about as weak as my legs feel right now, and I'm definitely not going to eat them. You better not either. I knew I could cure you of your pancake addiction with some sex therapy. Now kiss me with those syrupy lips before you go. Butter, syrup, and you all mixed together there. It's making me hungry. And a little horny again, but I don't want to fuck again on an empty stomach, so get cooking. Just be sure to make a lot of food. It's okay, we'll be burning off a lot of calories this morning.